Why, hello. On today's episode, we have a little something special.
Yeah. Lily. We put together a list of things that we're pretty sure Lily's going to do on the podcast. With this bingo board, we'll be playing, but Lily doesn't know what's happening. If you'd like to play along, that's why I showed you this. But let's get into the podcast.
Don't forget to yell Lily when you get a Lily.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Have you seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I love that movie.
Did you watch the new show?
No, I heard it was good.
Do you like Donald Glover, Lily?
He's aight.
I love him. That's my celebrity crush.
Oh.
Oh my God, I literally am in love with him.
What don't you like about Donald Glover?
I like how that's what you got out of that.
Yeah, you dislike him.
I don't dislike him. He's fine.
Okay, I actually think of him as like, he's superior. Same with like Tyler, the Creator. Like there's just some people that I'm like, oh wow, you're just like better than everyone else.
Yeah.
I guess my celebrity crush would be Michael Reeves.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Offline TV podcast.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Jody.
Why, hello everyone. It's currently like 9:30. I'm a little tired. I'm a little sleepy.
I just woke up from a 20-minute nap.
Good morning.
Thank you. I was
trying to nap, but my cat's just like incessantly bothered me.
Yeah. The third voice you're hearing is Lily Pichu, who is yawning.
Good morning. I'll wake up during the course of it. We just have to talk about interesting things.
But not Donald Glover.
He's fine. He's aight. I mean, like, I'm like, is he on like the nice list if I were like Santa? Like, put him on the nice list. You know what I mean?
Who's on the naughty list?
Hitler.
I would also put Hitler on the naughty list.
Yeah.
I would say he's like number one, honestly.
Honestly, I think he's like up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Donald Glover, nice. It doesn't feel good using those two in the same sentence.
Comparison, yeah.
I don't feel good about this, like, but I couldn't think, like, the first evil person I thought of was Jesus Christ.
Was okay. Jesus Christ?
No. It was Hitler. Can we just move on from this? I love Donald Glover. He's fine.
Name 5 songs by Donald Glover now.
Shit. Sneakers. Right? No. Skechers. No, that's the Sneakers brand. Can we like cut all this out? There's gonna be Donald Glover fans out there who's gonna like flame me. I like him for his role as Troy in Community. That's how I become a fan.
Yeah, wait, you are a fan of him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Why would you say he's aight?
I don't know. That's how I say people are good. They're aight.
What would you say about me, Lily?
You're hot.
I'm not aight.
You're aight too, but you're also hot.
I don't know if that puts me above or below.
It's all over the place, honestly. Don't ask me what Broden is. I don't want to answer.
That's what am I?
Tall.
We're just descriptive attributes. We're just appearance
you're tall,
related.
Jody's hot. Donald Glover's aight.
What's Michael?
And Hitler's evil.
Based. Really?
Yeah.
Michael's Michael. He gets his own tier. It's like under Michael Reeves. Yeah. What are we talking about?
So this is a new format for us.
Yeah.
For you, it'll probably feel the same.
Cool. What's the format?
The format? Well, I think you'll just kind of discover it as we go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got some topics here.
Okay. You both have like checklists, like boards. It's making me nervous. Like I'm like a
don't be nervous.
I feel nervous. Like I'm a patient in a therapist option and my therapists are Broden and Jody. Fuck.
And how does that make you feel?
Bad. I'm never going to be cured. Up and stuff. Sorry, do you mind?
You're comfortable now?
Yeah. The light's so bright. It's like bright in my eye. Is this what heaven looks like? You think you're going to heaven?
If it's real, then yeah, I'd say so.
That's cool.
What about you?
No.
I definitely think you are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. That's very nice. What about Broden?
I think if Broden was to like enter the pearly white gates, he would turn around and do something bad to go to like be denied access.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You think at the gates, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
You would peek in? You'd be like, ooh, that ain't for me.
I'd be like, I just want to see if I would get in. I'm all right.
I think Broden would flourish in hell.
Yeah.
Like in a good way, though. Like in a positive way. Broden would make friends with people in hell. And probably like, he'd be really charismatic, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd sway the devil.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, everyone, by the way.
He is the devil.
Me? You think I would take over?
Nah, you wouldn't
hey,
take
Hey, I heard you were retiring. I'm here to step up.
Yeah, hey, if you need an extra hand around, you know, I'm here. I didn't like it up there.
What's the board for, guys? It's making me nervous.
You don't need to be nervous at all about it. I swear.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Anyway, to move things along. Mm-hmm. So we were recently in the Philippines.
Yeah.
You have been to the Philippines.
Yes.
I wanted to compare our experiences.
Okay.
So first of all, how do you feel about the Philippines?
They are the most passionate fans I've ever met. Right? Did you feel the passion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I felt right? the passion.
It was insane. Yeah. You think you feel loved by your friends and then you go to the Philippines and then you're like, holy shit.
I literally was debating going and just streaming on Filipino time. Because I was like, I think these are the people that are like my diehard fans. Yeah, these are like the people that I'm doing it for.
A lot of gifts too. You probably came home with like a suitcase of gifts, right?
I think we had a total of 4 suitcases.
That's crazy.
That we actually have not gone through yet. We're all mm-hmm. trying to go through it together, mm-hmm. which I'm very, very excited for actually, because everybody who came up to me was like, oh my God, I made you this. I crocheted this. Yes. And I'm like, that's my favorite thing to put on like my shelf.
There were a lot of
stuff,
like handmade stuff I got, I remember, which was really nice. Letters. Yeah. A lot of passion, a lot of love.
A lot of passion and love. Yeah. I was surprised. Well, I guess not surprised. We went for a DSG event. We had this big live event where there was like a panel to, was it 2,000 people? Something like
that. Oh, wait. I think it was 1,800.
Okay. Big auditorium filled.
1,800. Wow. That's a poop ton of people. Holy poop.
Yes.
Holy poop.
And then afterwards, we did meet and greets for hours.
Oh, yes.
Where just everyone lined up and went through. Mm-hmm. And in those meet and greets, a lot of them would come up and be like, I love Temp Love. This Aww. Is my favorite song. And I'd be like, what? And for me, it was always interesting when they would say like the first song that we released, because typically they'll say like the popular one. But then every so often they'll say like, oh, this one, I've been listening since whatever. I'm like, real one. Real
wow.
One. But it also got me thinking, I checked my like Spotify analytics. Mm-hmm. And the 5th top country listening is the Philippines.
Wow. What's the number one? United States?
United States.
What's number two?
Canada.
I think Canada.
Number three?
UK.
Number four?
Australia.
Oh, interesting. Number five
he
is
really,
Philippines. Wow.
You really, A+ on that quiz.
Yeah, he actually named all
you
five.
You nailed that.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Do you know yours? Yeah.
United States, duh. Canada, duh. Philippines is their 2 top 5 probably. I think Singapore might be one. I'm not sure.
Oh, Singapore. Lily's very popular in Singapore.
Ooh.
I need to look. I don't remember. Mm. But yeah.
When she goes to Singapore, the whole island goes to the airport to greet her.
They don't. He's making this up, right?
I'm not. Scar has told me the stories.
I've been to Singapore once in my life many years ago. That was like...
They would be walking down the street and people would walk up and be like, where are you going? And they'd be like, oh, we're looking for food. Oh, there's a great spot there. Great spot there.
It's because we were streaming and you can stream to anyone in Singapore because the entire place is like 2-hour drive max. Not even maybe. I don't know. Singapore's great, by the way. You should go.
I would love to go. That is actually on my like 2 travel bucket list.
Yeah, Singapore's amazing.
I've heard amazing things about it.
Did you go? Did you swim in the pool? That's like, there's like 3 skyscrapers with like a cruise ship on top.
What?
Oh, I know what you're talking
about.
Wait,
oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
In a movie, right?
I just saw a photo.
I saw it in Crazy Rich Asians. No, I didn't. I didn't go. I went to the flower garden though.
The ones with the big, like...
Yes, like
the
towers and stuff.
That's a staple of Singapore.
I went to...
At night, they have crazy lectures. Yes, that
is crazy that that's real.
And...
So the scary part is, like, if you're up there and you get in the pool, it's those pools where, like, there's just glass stopping the water from going out. So if one crack and everyone just spills out...
Yeah, but he can say that about everything, right? You know, one earthquake and LA is just donezo, right?
True.
I think I walked by this, but I never went here. That looks so fun, though. Wow.
When did you go?
Like years ago.
Wait, you went with OTV?
I went with Scara, Edison, Albert. Me, right? Was it
that? I swear I remember seeing you guys post about going to Singapore, but I felt it was more.
It was long ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was just the 4 of you?
Yeah, it was just the 4 of us. And it was... It's pretty fun. Food was great. There's so many like hawker, like they're called hawkers stalls. Is it? Is that what it's called? Could you look it up for me, please?
Oh, like the street food stuff?
Yeah, hawker centers. Hawker. Yes, hawker centers. And then images. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know what? Now I have a really clear understanding of what we were talking about. I needed that image.
I went to Hawker Centers and they're all composed, like they're made of little stalls that sell like one type of dish that they've been making for many years.
Oh.
It's very delicious. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, computer person.
His name is Jamie.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could name every one of OTV staff?
Yeah. Wait. Unless it's changed since the last time it's been. Has it changed? Oh, no. Is this a trick question? Do I have to do it now?
Are you confident?
No, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm self-conscious.
We did this in the Philippines, and Celine, of all people, got it 100% correct.
Amanda, Henry, Broden, right? Jamie, you know? Right? James, right? Jason, Max, Kimmy, oh my God, I'm forgetting. Two more? Lauren?
Well, technically.
There's a big one you're forgetting.
I feel like it's you know, like a brain fart. I swear to God. Oh no, they're gonna watch this. Now I'm like overthinking it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna overthink. Who am I missing?
They're all off camera and they just said they all watch this podcast, so.
Wait, who am I missing? Wait, don't tell me.
I won't tell you.
What does it start with?
I won't tell you.
Can you tell me what it starts with at least?
I can tell you that they can make you look really bad.
Oh, Dunois?
Yep.
Oh my God. Jesus. I was thinking of like IRL staff. Mm. In that case, do we include like all the editors? Like who edit for us? Like OTV and Friends editors too? And like.
Yeah, you just say you can't. Just say you can't.
I think
you did pretty well though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of people I see in person. We don't see Dunois much. He's the hero behind the scenes. Sorry, Dunois. Can you not make me look? I'm so sorry. You heard all of us piss. He knows our pissing. He knows our like secrets. He's heard our mic packs. He's
did
heard
you everything. See that he rated our
yes
streams? Yes, that was so funny. Dunois rated our piss streams because when we have shoots, sometimes we don't take off our mic packs. Well, mm-hmm. I don't.
I
piss,
don't.
Period.
I don't even care. I'm like, I'm gotta pee, man.
But he made a tier list of. I don't get it. How good our streams sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went off length and volume.
I think power was also a part of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't get rated very high, unfortunately.
I wonder why. Yeah. Like, if your piss is weak?
I don't know.
A little tinkle,
I guess. Next time, I'm just going to fake him out. I'm just going to pour a water bottle in the toilet.
Yeah.
Get an A+ on that.
I
kind of
want to do that, too. Like, oh, yeah, there's a lot today.
Then just drop the bottle in there. So there's, like, weird sounds happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I could shit on the mic. I'd be embarrassed.
Even a fake shit, you couldn't do it?
I don't know. What would he think?
He'd rate it. That's what he'd think.
I guess, like, drop some tennis balls, I guess, right?
No, what we have to do is, like, continuously fake shit so the real one is like, oh, he'll never know.
Oh, yeah. Like, psych him up a little mm-hmm. bit, yeah.
True, yeah.
I used to be so self-conscious about shitting. I used to, like, put a layer of toilet paper on the toilet so it masks the sound of the poop hitting the water.
Like in general? Like even when you were yourself?
In public.
Oh, in public. Yeah. Like a public stall.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. if I knew people were there, toilet paper barrier and then...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a silencer.
Yes, it's a silencer.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Some bathrooms in Japan, Korea that I've been to have like music playing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know, right? And then sometimes when I have to pee, like they have like tinkling noises too with music. I'm like, okay, I don't need to do anything.
Okay, wait, big question for
What's
you.
What's up?
You are sitting in the stall.
Yeah.
You have the bathroom, but it's a public bathroom.
Yeah.
You're like mid shit.
Okay, so it's like mid coming out. Okay.
Yes. Someone opens the door.
Okay. Damn, I feel like I would prematurely cut it.
You'd
like,
pause.
Like out of like sheer reflex.
Yeah, the sphincter would just close.
Yeah.
And cut it off.
And then you just like wait, like you wait it out.
Wait, what are you waiting out? What is she waiting?
Well, see, so what I used to do too is like if if someone else is in the public stall, they have to pee too, right? They have to flush them eventually, right? And that flushing noise is pretty loud.
Mm.
So I time it with the flush. So like when it hits the water, flush, No one hears a thing.
But they know you're pooping.
Yeah, well, they don't know the sound. That she's in there.
They don't really know.
They definitely know.
No. It depends on the bathroom because there's like many stalls.
Oh, so we're under the assumption that you're coming in. They don't know you're in the stall. You're pretending you're not there. You're like, I don't want anyone to know I'm here and I'm silently pooping.
Yeah.
I see. So that as soon as they flush, you drop the kerplunk.
Well, from my understanding, she holds it. As soon as that door slams open, like, they walk in, sit down in a stall. She's holding it the whole time, waiting.
Well,
and then and then you have it just in the chamber waiting. You listen to them shit because they don't know you're in there.
Oh, they're shitting too.
Yes.
In which case, we could shit at like in solidarity.
Okay, I take it back. They're peeing.
Okay, fine.
You wait. You hear the tinkle. You wait for the flush. They start reaching for it. You hear like the metal latch start going. They flush and then you hit fire.
Yeah, I could do that.
And you just try to rocket it out.
I don't really do this as much anymore. This is like everything I used to do, okay? Lately, I don't really give a shit, get it? Because it's like, I'm just going to shit.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to shit in public bathrooms still most of the time because it's like, public bathroom. I mean, I'd rather shit in the safety of my... I think shitting is a very like holy time.
Sacred moment.
Like I need to browse Reddit. I need to like sit there. Sometimes I'm texting my friends. Like it's just like it's a time. It's a time I read Am I the Asshole posts, relationship advice, best of Redditor updates, world news, competitive valor, a lot of stuff. You could Tekken 8. Yeah. Memes, Insta reels. What are you doing? You are checking off things and it's making me nervous. What is this?
Just don't worry about it. Let's just.
I want to see it at the end of the
keep
podcast.
Keep telling us about your shit.
Okay, yeah. I actually like just uncovered like this memory I have of shitting in a public stall. Right, I'm like in middle school or elementary school. I don't know. I had to take a poop. Right, so I go. I'm so sorry for the listeners out there. I don't know. This was like we can move on from this after. But okay, so I'm in the stall. I'm taking a poop. Right, and I still remember this mid poop. There's this little girl my age, obviously I'm almost a little girl, like up on the stall. She's peering over me on the stall looking at me, and I look up and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look up, as soon as we meet eye contact, she quickly comes down and scurries out of the bathroom.
What?
And this memory has always stuck with me, so maybe that's where this is all coming from.
Wait, that would also stick with me. I'd be so uncomfortable.
I was really... I'm like, how long have you been watching me shit? How long have you been sitting... Who are you? Why are you watching me? Who raised you? And you were both like 8, 9, 10 years old. Like, we're both really like young.
You think she thinks about you?
I think about her. Thank you for giving me public stall shit trauma for the rest of my life.
That actually does remind me. So there was one time I was in a stall and I was in like the bigger one, the mm-hmm. handicap stall. And this might have been at like an airport or something, but a dad comes in with his kid and like they're in the urinals, but like the kid has a lot of energy. So the kid starts like poking up the doors and like swinging them, and then comes up to my stall. He's like going one by one, comes up to my stall, dips under and starts like crawling
what?
In and looks up at me and waves. And I'm like,
dude, kids are so
and then the dad is like, no, that's gross. We have to wash your hands now. I'm like, that like it didn't like spook me or anything, but it was more so like, wow, kids just don't
kids
know
are,
what's
kids are so weird, man.
Yeah.
Kids are so weird.
Do you guys do weird stuff like that as a kid?
Oh man.
I definitely did weird stuff. I pooped in a sippy cup in the forest.
Okay.
Buried it.
Back to poop, man.
I mean, that's just me where my mind went when we're talking about it. What else have I done? Peed my pants. I was in eighth grade.
I mean,
I peed them on purpose.
Okay.
On purpose?
I would say
our power move?
Eighth grade is not
This
really
is a long story kid. That I regret bringing up.
Why'd you piss your pants, Jody?
Okay, so used to hate peeing. Thought it was a waste of time.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I just like really was like, if I'm outside playing, hanging out, I just don't want to go home and pee.
I completely
I'm at a park and I'm like, I gotta pee. And I'm holding it until literally the last straw. And then all my friends like go to the park with like the swing and everything. And I'm kind of just chilling, waiting back. At this point, I'm sitting on my heel. It's getting real bad.
Mm-hmm.
I can't move. And now I'm like, well, what do I do? I'm not going to make it. I've I've sat here for too long. I have to pee too bad. And I was like, I came up with a plan. So I let it rip. I peed all over myself. I just peed. I just literally sat there and I peed. I run home with soaking jeans. By the way, I'm probably like 11, 12.
Eighth grade is like 13.
That's 14.
Maybe 13. Yeah, 13 definitely 14. Not 14. I was always the youngest of my grade. So I'm definitely 13.
Okay. Okay. I was 13 too.
Okay. We'll do 12 or 13. Then I run home and I peel my jeans off and I put them in the wash. But luckily, I had a pair of the exact same jeans. And they were like kind of a unique pair of jeans. So you would notice if I changed. So thankfully, I had another pair. So I put it on, came back. No one knew the better. But then for some reason, I just had a pile of pee there. And I remember we ended up going near that area. And I dared my brother. I was like, hey, I dare you to step in that. And he's like, okay. Thinking it was probably like water. And then he stepped in it. And I went, nice. And I never told him.
And he never washed his foot.
So, hey, man, if you're listening, which you're probably not, really sorry about that.
Your brother stepped in your piss.
Yeah, he did.
Nice. Yeah.
My brother and I used to have like wars, though. I don't know.
Is he younger or older?
He's older than me.
Older. How many years?
He is turning 30 this year.
So, four to five. Interesting. Okay.
He used to steal my shoes and hide them. So I would steal his Xbox controllers and hide them.
This seems like normal sibling interactions.
Did you do this with your brother?
No. I made him do stuff. I bossed him around because I was the older sibling.
Mm.
He does stuff for you now, right?
Yeah, we work together now. It's nice. There came a point in his life when, I think it was after he turned, I want to say like 18, 19, 20-ish, where I realized he was a sentient human being, you know? There was like that turning point where I realized I can have like full conversations with you and you have thoughts and feelings.
I know what you mean though. Like, I know exactly what you mean.
He was like my baby brother. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to not think of that because, you know, I'm older than him. But after a certain point, I'm like, wow, you can talk good. You talk good. Your conversational skills, like I appreciated it a lot more when I got older. Yeah, but before that, he wasn't even human to me. He was like a fetus. I'm just joking. I'm not joking.
What's your favorite thing about him?
He's very responsible. Like, I like working with him because he does a lot of the numbers stuff. He's very organized. He's very responsible. We're very opposite. Yeah. And I like that. Yeah. Good egg. Good job, Daniel. Probably not going to listen to this.
Shout out, Daniel.
Yeah. Good for Daniel.
Good Daniel.
Your childhood story reminded me of a memory I had from being in like grade school. When you guys were in your classes, did you ever like organize, like as a class? Did you ever like rebel or do something together?
Throw a coop? No.
I have a story of this, and also Julian, who some of you know, has a story of this. I'll steal his story first. At his school, they had like a school lunch where Jamba Juice would come, I think on Tuesdays.
Oh my God, sick.
Jamba Juice is like a truck would come and give Jamba Juice to the kids for recess.
Wow. What?
But one day, the Jamba Juice truck was late. And when he finally got there, delivered the Jamba Juices and needed to leave, all of the kids ran out and stood in front of the truck and were like, no, you were late. No, and wouldn't let him leave.
That's so funny. That's okay.
Just like a moment that unifies all of the, like, there's no more hierarchy. There's no more social, like everyone is together. I had one where we were horrible to a substitute teacher.
Oh no.
Honestly, I mean, not that bad. We weren't like pranking them by like, you know, destroying stuff or whatever. But we all somehow had a chain where we'd be like, okay, at exactly 12:03 p.m., you drop your pencil on the right side and pick it up. So he'd be like writing on the board, lecturing, and we're all like looking at the clock. And then 12, and it's one of those with like the second hand. And then the second it hits 12:03, and then we all lean down together and then come back up as if nothing happened. And that one, for like, he stopped and was like, that was weird. But we had like one of those at least every hour. And I actually don't remember how these like dispersed among. It was kind of like a, hey, 3 p.m. We all have to go to the bathroom, 3 p.m. And then like 3 p.m. would come up, all the hands shoot up. Yes? Can I go to the bathroom? Sure. Let me guess. Can I go to the bathroom? No, guys, you can't. That one threw him because he was like, what do I do there? Like, everyone is just there waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it gets to the end of the day. He packs up and leaves. Probably thought it was the most bizarre experience. Our principal comes in and goes, I just heard about what you guys did. You are the most disrespectful class we have ever had in the history of this school.
Nice.
And to this day, I mean, you can see that was like a formative memory for me.
You guys must have felt, you guys are so cool.
He probably just went home to his wife and was like, dude, I hate this job. Kids think they're funny.
I wonder if I even came up with his wife. Does he have a wife? Oh, man. What if he just lived alone and he was like, I have no one to complain about this to.
Maybe he wrote about it on Reddit.
I feel like if I was a sub and this happened, like none of it was like evil or malicious. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like,
it's just kids being mischievous. Yeah. Yes.
I think I would laugh about it, but I definitely would tell the principal and be like, hey, those kids are, yeah.
Yeah. It's not harmless. At least it was like harmless, you know? Right? Right?
It was harmless.
Yeah, it was harmless.
So, oh, did I miss something?
No.
The checklist makes me feel like, what are you guys doing? What is this? What are you doing? It's something. I know it's something, and I'll find out. I will find out.
Yeah, I think maybe someday you will, but until that time comes, I'm curious, Lily.
Yes, Burden.
Have you been working on any new tracks?
Yeah. I asked you all to dance, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I'm gathering my dances.
I've now been like in 9 of those videos. How many dances do you need?
You're in so many. I have to like pick and choose.
Yeah. I mean, at this point now, you can probably just pick the best ones. And
I will. Yeah, honestly, I've been like I feel like my interest level in doing things, I have a certain amount that I can share, right?
Yeah.
If it's like too much music, right? I don't do anything else. But if it's too much Tekken, I don't do anything else. You, what are you doing? Why are you crossing? What is this? It's driving me insane. What is this clipboard? Like a gimmick?
Wait, so for the listeners at home, why were we dancing for you? What was this for?
Oh, right. Okay, so for my music video, I asked a bunch of my friends to dance, and it's just going to be like little cameos. Why are they, like, they both have clipboards. Cameos, you have to understand, cameos. I'm in like the middle of them, left, right, and they both have clipboards, and sometimes when I do something or say something, they'll mark something down on it, and it's itching my brain. It's scratching it. It's like a tickle. I need to know what it is, and I'll find out. Give me like 5-10 minutes. I'll find out what this is. Anyway, yeah, so I was asking people to cameo for the music video. And then, yeah, a bunch of people sent dances, and it's cute. Anyway, what? Music? Yes, that's my answer.
How come, like, why this concept of just your friends dancing?
It's like one of the things I thought, it's kind of like, oh, dance without a care in the world sort of thing. Because you don't understand people. Sort of.
Why? Okay. Yeah. So it relates to the video. It's not like,
yeah, it's not just like a dance. Mm. You're intimidating. You're both intimidating.
We're hot, tall, and intimidating.
Yeah. Thank you.
Those are nice words to describe. You know, I'd be flattered if someone called me hot, tall, and intimidating. Unfortunately, I'm none of them, really. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. That's not in your, like, character sheet?
Nah, it's not. No, when God made me, the little D&D character sheet, he didn't put those in.
What is in your...
Shy, quirky, artistic.
Is that it?
Smart. what else do I have to say? Funny?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would put that in your D&D set. You.
Sleepy. Why did she do that? I made a noise and she like put something on her clipboard. Why would she do that? Are you doing a bingo sheet? What is this? Are they like checking stuff? Why are they doing this? It's like psychological. Okay. A lot of this, okay, I don't know if this is going to be edited out, but some of this podcast, they're both quiet with clipboards and they're staring at me. Denoy, you got to include whoever, I don't know if he's editing these, but you have to include some of these, man. It's making me, I'm scared. They're still doing it. They're just staring with clipboards. Why are you?
I like just staring into the camera now to give them a sense of what I'm doing to Lily.
There's just constantly, like, it's peppered throughout the entire thing. I don't get it.
When we were in the Philippines, did you see the new personality quiz thing that went around?
Oh,
it's like dark hole or black hole.
Yes, I did.
Or I can't remember the others.
Did you do it?
Yes. Fuck, I don't remember what I got.
I was a cosmic hand.
That's cool. What did you get?
Let me go look. Let me go find out. What'd you get?
Let me go look. Let me go find out.
You were in a rocket ship, right?
No, I was something that was a dark black circle, but what that was, I don't remember.
Were you a black hole?
I either was a black hole or I was, I am indeed a black hole.
Let's guess what she is.
Can't find it. I might have deleted the screenshot. What was I?
What would Lily be?
How did she describe herself? Shy, artistic, funny.
Smart.
And then smart.
Okay, now I just sound narcissistic. Add that to it. Egotistical.
Toast got dark energy. John got rocket. Sydney, cosmic hand. Jody, black hole. Sean, satellite. Julia, rocket. Broden, cosmic hand. Peter, rocket. Skara, meteorite. Tenzin, galaxy. Celine, light cone.
Any of those ring a bell?
I think it was gravity. No, was it gravity? I wish I knew. I'm sorry.
This one didn't stick with you?
No, it's cute. I was just cleaning up my screenshot area and I accidentally deleted it. Oops. I want to make my own though. They're based off of Myers-Briggs, you know? But there's like 16 results I saw. It's a bingo sheet, isn't it? Because I mentioned Myers-Briggs.
Lily talks about personality types. That's one of your things, right?
Lily! I got it.
Fucking you. It's a fucking bingo sheet. Can I see that, please?
I was one off.
I was pretty, yeah.
Personality types quiz, music, ask about bingo card. I'm hungry, tired, or cold. Tekken, we have to cut that. Is any of the useful? Michael Reeves, Daniel being helpful. Anime, painting, tries to take bingo card. Admiration for Tekken.
Yeah, you didn't do that one.
Disdain for different gals. Being respectful, feeling old. I hate you. Wow. Wowza. Can I see yours?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
They're the same, but they're shuffled. Oh, you were close.
Wow, you were so close.
Super close.
Wow.
Yeah. It almost feels like I feel relief now that it's done.
Thank you. Me too. I'm so glad it's over with. Now we can actually start.
Would you say that this feels like you?
Can I see again? Sorry. Anime. I don't really watch that much anime anymore. I do say I hate you a lot. I don't mean it though. Tries to take bingo card. Tech, yeah. Feeling, yeah. Disdain for Divinky. Yeah, pretty accurate.
Mm. Yeah.
Pretty accurate. Who made this? Broden? Yeah, it's accurate. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess I know you, huh?
Whatever, man.
You didn't mention your dogs though. I'm surprised about that.
Yeah. No. No mention
of
dogs.
Not once.
Yeah.
No.
I wasn't sure. You said artistic, but not painting. So
I know.
I didn't feel right. I didn't feel right crossing it off. Yeah.
I said I was artistic, though. So that
you did.
That counted. That's kind of funny, guys.
Yeah.
Good one, guys. Now we can really talk, right? Without
these
walls and barriers and clipboards preventing us, right? Don't do that.
Yeah. This is actually a great segue. When we were in the Philippines, we were talking about people's catchphrases.
Mm. Mm.
And this felt like me just like trying to
find out my
figure
catchphrase.
Yeah, your catchphrases.
Honestly, I'm hungry, I'm cold.
But yours were so easy to like write down.
Yeah.
I'm just an easy character.
Your catchphrases are
so
you're just
easy.
Consistent.
Very
in
easy.
In the best
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I need to change it up a little bit. I think I'm gonna change it up from now on.
I remember you saying that the last time when you were like, I'm gonna say beans.
Yeah, I've definitely heard you say that.
There was a beans phase.
I think
phase.
I'm gonna change it up from now on.
beans.
But you always go back to like your signature moves.
It's cause like it's not, it's like, that's how I feel. I am hungry, cold, or tired 90% of my life.
I just think about our camping shoots. Anytime the camera's on her, I'm cold.
Guys, my lips were like blue in that video. Like I saw myself and I'm like, oh, I must have been really cold because my lips were not my color. It was insane. I just learned I don't do well with cold, and I think I will not be in that situation in the future because I think it's uncomfortable for me.
I will just simply not be cold anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I'm just going to put
myself that energy.
Cold anymore.
Wasn't, I mean, growing up in New Jersey, were you didn't get accustomed to the cold?
I guess not. I also hate the hot heat too. I don't like the sun either.
So there's no winning.
She just likes
no. I like nice, a nice
mild weather,
70-degree weather.
Temperate.
Yes, temperate. Very like normal weather. But I'd rather it be cold than hot, right? Because you can always bundle up, but you can't peel your skin off.
What else you got?
Nothing. That's it.
Well, anyway, catchphrases. Do you think you could say, like, mine or Jody's? Do you think we have any? Or anyone in the house. I'll open up to anyone in the house.
I think of Scar's. That's so cool. He says so a lot.
Like, we found a bunch for Sydney. Sydney was easy to lock down. Mm-hmm.
What's Sydney's most common phrase?
She's like, guys, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah. I still hear
I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
I can hear that. And then
when you tell her, no, you don't, one more game, she'll say, then you take care of those guys.
Are you
guys.
Gonna watch the dogs? Are you gonna sleep with the dogs? You take the dogs then.
I can hear her say
it's like clockwork.
That's funny.
Like clockwork.
What's your phrase?
I don't think we really landed on any. I think toasts, we found some. Toast was when he says, what? Or something. Like,
he does do that.
We're like, huh?
What does it mean?
He does do that. John's is, dude, I can't.
Yep.
Raptor scream noise, screams help.
Yep. John yelling. Yep.
Sydney's is also followed by, I'm gonna talk out loud for a second and it's fine I'm just gonna do it.
Talk yourself up.
I can hear like them saying this while you're saying it. It's funny.
Her and Sean both say, I'm gonna go take a nap. Quite often. Sean is also, what, I never said that. Even though he 100% just said that.
Say that. Oh my
god, he says,
god.
I'm going sicko mode right now.
Yes.
Broda and I have always replying thanks to any compliment not directed at him. And nice. I don't know in uwu voice. Could you
demonstrate?
I don't know.
I didn't like that.
Apparently mine are, I don't know, man. And sorry, I didn't hear you. I was disassociating, which I'm not sure about the last one, but Sean swore by it. But again, that man lies. And I don't know, man. I think I could say, if I said like, I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jody, you definitely do like a, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can hear that, too.
Sean also said that I had a, like, catch face, which is the...
Catch face, that's a good one. What?
You create these awkward pauses.
It's not me. Aren't you guys the host?
Well, we were only supposed to have one awkward silence per episode, like, on cue, but you're making it about seven.
Like, guys, we plan for one, but yeah, you're adding more.
This is wild. They're making me feel like the bad person here. Guys, you guys are the host. You have to, like, you know, keep the conversation moving, and then Dunwan can edit out all these awkward pauses anyway, so
Well, what's funny is that, like, We'll say something and then you'll respond, but then rather than like really take it, you'll be like, hey, yeah.
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I thought you were going to continue, but you don't. See, just now, I put my input and then you both go silent and then look at me.
She gave us half a second to respond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The editor is going to take some of these out, but leave some of these in.
I know. I already know what's gonna... I already see the finished video in my head.
Yeah. We're gonna make sure that you look horrible.
That's okay. It's okay. Everyone should know that I am an awkward bitch. It's about time, honestly. I feel like that was a good input just now. I feel like that was a good comment. And then no one's like, editors, you have to put that in. This has been the case for most of it.
I almost want us to like put a little sound effect or noise, like a
nice count.
Yeah,
I want to count now.
I think they should put laughter sound effects to make it seem funnier than it actually is, like Friends or
But those are real audience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was when like there was actual like filmed before a live studio audience.
Friends, then what's another show you're that's carried like, by the audience?
Well, Nickelodeon and Disney Channel shows typically have the canned laughter is what it's called.
Yeah.
And you can tell because if you listen, they use the exact same one every time. There's a guy in the back. So this is like laughing like ha 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 ha. But then one guy goes like and once you know that it's there, you will hear it every time.
You ruined it. I don't watch those shows anymore anyways. So thank God. Oh. Glad I didn't know that.
Yep.
Years ago.
I caught it in like middle school and then could never unhear it.
Wow. I just laughed along with them. I'm like, oh, it's funny. They're laughing, so it must be funny.
What was your favorite show growing up?
Nickelodeon.
Like, you know, Nickelodeon, Disney.
I used to watch a lot of them, like Hannah Montana, before way back from Amanda Show. And before.
Oh my goodness, the Amanda
so
Show.
So many, like, old Zoe 101. There's
I
so
loved
many.
All of them. Like Hannah Montana.
Was fun.
Zoe 101.
iCarly.
Wait, Hannah Montana transitions. That's the sound effect I want in our awkward pauses. Do you know? The like,
ooh, or whatever.
Yep, yep.
Oh, whoa.
I don't remember.
I'm waiting. I'm giving them a pause so they can put it there. You interrupted the pause.
I'm sorry. Go. I'm sorry.
It's ruined now.
I'm sorry. It's I'm gone. Sorry. I'm sorry.
The moment's gone.
I apologize.
It's so quiet. We heard someone cough over there. How do you feel right now?
Guys, what do you want me to do?
I actually do want you to do something.
What do you want me to do?
Could you sing us a jingle?
A jingle?
Yeah, you know, this is a new podcast. We'd love
Jody
to hear
Jody and Broden in the morning.
It's like 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
Jody and Broden in the evening.
Can you do it at night instead? I think I like the word night a little bit
better. Jody and Broden at night.
Oh, I liked that.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Can you do that two more times so we have a vocal stack?
Jody and Broden at night.
And then I wanted to go like night to be repeated multiple times with multiple layers of voices, you know?
Yeah.
Night.
But like harmonize it, you know?
Night. 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 Night.
I think that is actually perfect.
Yeah.
This is going to be this is going to be a banger. I totally didn't copy it from Troy and Abed in the morning. I miss Community.
I like that we went full circle to the beginning.
Yeah.
And back to Donald Glover.
That's what we call a callback. Wow. Yeah.
So who's your celebrity crush?
Michael Reeves.
Who's your other celebrity crush?
Yeah, wait. Do you guys have hall passes?
Have what?
Oh, like a... no.
Is that like an innuendo to...
It's like the exception.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you? Who's your celebrity crush?
After our conversation with Toast, I feel like I shouldn't talk about movies anymore.
Why?
Wait, I feel like you could... It's celebrity crush is a good thing, no? I basically have a crush a current celebrity crush, everyone in Dune. And I mean that literally. Everyone in Dune.
Dune 1 was boring.
I actually really liked it.
Yeah, I loved the world building.
Oh, I did not like it.
Wow. Maybe because I watched it... I didn't watch it when it first came out. I watched it when the second... Like, I knew the second one was coming. So, like... Maybe that was a little bit more digestible, but I personally loved it.
Couldn't get into it. But I heard Dune 2 is fantastic. Everyone's talking about it.
Both so good in my opinion. And I have a crush on everybody in that cast.
Fair.
I'm sure. In my celebrity stan era. I've never had one of those, but I'm currently...
Stanning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I would fight under a Zendaya thread or something. Oh,
do you? Okay, so you historically do not know the names of actors.
Yeah.
Would you say you know the names of Dune actors?
Okay. Timothée Chalamet.
Great. He's the lead.
Zendaya. Don't know her last name, but she's known as Zendaya, right?
I think she just goes by Zendaya. Yeah.
God, what an icon. Only known
she's
by one.
So
God, she's so
cool.
Fucking
she's
cool. I literally so cool. love her.
Every time I see her outfits, I'm like...
She just kills it.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of, sorry, quick tangent. The outfits of were really cool in the movie.
What? The outfits?
I didn't want to give you the name. Do you know the name of...
Of,
I feel like you wouldn't know the name of this
the
one.
The name of who?
The one with like the like chainmail crystal. Yep.
Pooh. Puff. Pooh.
Pew.
Pew.
I'll give it to you. Yeah. Florence Pew.
Pew. For I love Florence.
For those of you who don't know, I am notoriously really bad with names. It is like my one of my greatest insecurities. And I don't know what it like what is up with my brain where I just can't remember people's names. But I'm really working on it.
I have trouble too sometimes. I wish really everyone struggle. Wore like name tags or something.
Yes.
I know it'll be awkward being like, hi, nice to meet. And then look down a little bit.
But I need it.
I kind of
so what Florence Pew.
Pew.
Pew. Okay. I literally love her.
She's awesome.
Don't know her name and that's okay. That's just my love transcends her name.
She was in Midsommar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
She was fantastic.
And the one that plays the mom, I think her name is Rebecca. But I really don't know. I could be pulling that out of absolute thin air. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Don't know. You're getting better.
I learned to make associations with the word.
Is this what you learned from Tenzin?
Yeah. Tenzin said that the way she remembers people's names is if she just like makes, I don't know, like maybe she'll be like, oh, Rebecca, robot, whatever it could be. Like she just picks it and goes with it.
Do you remember what hers was for me?
Oh my God. She said, you're not John or something.
Yeah. It was her like memory palace for me was when she sees me, like she sings a song that's like, that guy's tall, not John. And somehow wrote it.
I see.
So I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
You have a very nice name.
Jody?
Yeah, Jody Lee. Mm. It's like a author's name.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I can see it written on like a novel.
I've only met one other Jody in my life, and it was when I was younger. She was at my brother's basketball game. She was 54 years old. That's it. I don't know any other Jodys. Never met a single one.
Wow. Did she have a smoker's voice?
Jody. No. Huh. No.
Jody's good. Broden's also really unique. I don't know any Brodens.
My name is a last name.
Broden?
Yeah.
Mm.
So my grandmother's name. That was her name.
Oh.
And I had a weird instance at E3 once where I was walking around and then I saw someone and her name on the name tag was Lexi Broden.
Mm.
And then she saw me and was like, saw Broden Plett. And then we like ran to each other from across the con and we're like, what's the deal with your name? Yeah, what's the deal with your name? And she goes, she looked Asian, but she's like, I'm part Swedish. Are you? And I'm like, I'm Swedish.
Wow.
And she goes,
funny.
I actually come from a family of Brodens. Like there's a whole town of Brodens.
It'd be so funny if
I just imagine. Yeah, I just
imagine
almost,
really tall.
I kind
people.
Of imagine like a Rick and Morty like planet where it's just
you. Brodens.
Yeah, it's just little Brodens, the big Brodens, all kinds of Brodens.
What's funny is she said like she's three things. She's like, yeah, I come from a whole family of Brodens. There's a whole town of Brodens in Sweden. There's a whole graveyard of Brodens.
You should be buried there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You should be buried in the center with a giant like. What is that called? Stone.
Monument?
Stone.
Just a stone.
What is that called?
A boulder?
No, the thing that you put your name on, that it's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, tombstone.
Tombstone. Thank you for the image.
Where do you guys want to be buried? Like, do you want to be cremated?
I want to be cremated, I think.
Cremated. It reminds me of the word cremia, which is my favorite ice cream in Japan.
Yummy scrumptious.
Cremia is so good.
A little bit of seasoning.
Why does it have to sound like cream?
Cremated.
Cremated. Creamy. Cream.
Never going to hear that word the same again.
I want to be a... Wait, sorry. What was the question?
You asked the question, Lily. You asked the question.
It's getting bad, guys.
I actually really want, like, I think they cremate you now and then turn you into like a diamond or something, or they like you can plant a tree.
It'd be cool to become part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would want to be a part.
I mean, no matter what, you're becoming part of nature. True. So it's just a matter. You choose. I do love the idea of like being a stone or something, and then somebody could wear me or whatever they want.
Oh, like get compressed into a stone.
Yeah, like what if they compress me and I turn into a little diamond?
Like
they wear a locket.
Jade,
yeah.
Yes,
you compressed into like a diamond and then put into one of those chainsaw blades and just cut trees down your whole life.
Sure.
Or they can like put you into like a bench and people can read books on it.
Oh,
that'd be cute.
That just reminded me of those. Have you seen that photo of a bench that's dedicated to someone, and on the bench it says like two I don't know her name, Julie. Mm-hmm. We were girls together.
Aww.
I know.
That's so sad.
It's so sentimental.
That's very nice.
Was that in New York? Like Central Park?
I'm not sure where it was, but I saw a photo of it. It's pretty popular on TikTok.
I feel like I would want to be cremated and sprinkled somewhere you're not supposed to be sprinkled.
You can't do cream and sprinkle. Where? I'm just thinking of ice cream, bro.
Where is you're not supposed to? Like, what does that mean?
I would sprinkle you.
A theme park. That's somewhere that you couldn't be sprinkled. But I'm not saying I'd want to be sprinkled there. I mean, you're just, you know, spitballing.
Yeah, you would ask someone to bring your urn on a ride and just sprinkle it as they're going.
The person behind you. Oh, what the fuck is my urn? What the hell is that?
Either that or, I mean, there's always like, sprinkle me in the sea.
Yeah.
It'd also be cool to get shot into space.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, NASA, I know you probably don't take requests, but...
But...
Well, like, people can... I mean, I don't even have to be shot up there. I could just be put into those balloons and then lift it up and then it, like...
But you're not going to space.
Pops when you're out there?
You're popping in the sky.
I think so. I could be wrong. Oh, you're right. Because I think definitely at a certain point, it just stops there.
Yeah.
I would like to be sprinkled in a lake, I think. Sprinkled in a lake. I want to be flowers. I'm just growing into, like, nature.
Any
I
mean,
we're
going to
be nature anyway. No, I think I'm going to, like, want to be lilies, you know? They're my favorite flowers, yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. Yeah. Well, they're okay. And, like, they kill cats.
They do kill cats.
They kill cats.
But you don't have cats.
But once I got a bouquet of lilies, right? And some of the lily powder fell in my room, and I think Tammy licked it up a little bit, and she got really sick too. So they make dogs sick too, I guess.
They're generally just toxic.
They're just
plants,
toxic,
but they're
plants.
Beautiful, which is
I know.
Such a bummer.
Beautiful plants,
so poisonous.
Poisonous. So Michael doesn't get me lilies anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. All my favorite flowers are like generally toxic.
What's
to cats.
Your favorite flower?
Plumerias, ooh, plumerias, hydrangeas, and peonies are my peonies. Top three.
Do you have a favorite flower?
Yeah, I know what all of those look like. Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I actually do know hydrangea, but I don't like.
Oh,
do you guys? I know lotuses. I feel
lotuses
like that was my favorite
plumerias
flower.
Plumerias are beautiful.
You like magnolias, I think.
Magnolia.
Maybe.
Like flower names are
hey, Jamie, can you
they're just
pull
beautiful,
up magnolias, please?
Right?
I love words that end with ia.
Well, wait. Could you look up the? I think it's called like the ghost orchid or ghost lotus. Orchid is what I meant to say, not lotus.
Oh, you like orchids?
Yeah.
Ghost something about orchids freak me out.
Yeah.
I don't
ghost
like that.
Orchid.
That's a beautiful flower.
It looks like a person with their legs like
it's kind of vagina like.
Right?
It is very
very unique.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very
I kind of
cool.
That to me looks like a vagina.
Can you look up
see to me wait before you go. To me I see a guy like this going like
oh, I see.
I see a woman. Wait, okay, I'm going to stand up for this.
He's got a crazy hat.
Yeah. That's what I see.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, wait, here. I see this, and he's got a crazy hat on, like a wizard's hat going.
I see a tiny little pixie fairy thing going, yippee!
I see that. I also see like the top part is like its snout looking up, and that little circle thing is its bow tie, and it's going, yippee! Same concept. It's just looking up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see it. I see it.
Like a frog. Could you look up flower pom-pom? Is that what it's called? I like those two. Yeah.
Whoa.
I like these because I can.
Oh, these.
They're so
yes.
cute. I can imagine like little eyes on them. You know, like Pomeranian.
Wait, in nature, they're adorable. They're but so I cool. hate them in bouquets. But like as I'm seeing them in nature, that is adorable. They're little pom-poms.
Pom-poms. Flowers are so cool. They're like natural nature's.
So vibrant.
Beauty.
And all toxic to my cats.
Yeah.
Did you guys like look up plants growing up? Like, why do you know so many flowers?
My mom has a garden, but I think it's just like knowing your favorites. You look at that and you like it. I don't know all flower names.
Like similarly, like growing up for boys, it felt like all boys knew cars and what they were called and guns and what they were called.
Guns?
Yes.
They'd guns. Be
like, dude, that's like a 50 cal sniper and he's using an AK-47 and an M14. And I'd be like, what are those? These are letters and numbers.
Girls, it's so flowers boring. And colors. I like your periwinkle blue.
Oh, colors are generally colors, right? Yeah, very specific.
Flowers.
But I was just like, are you guys like opening gun manuals and just memorizing the names? Like, why do you know all this?
I unfortunately am not a man and cannot speak on that. And I don't know a single gun name other than Anything from Valorant or Call of Duty?
The Deagle.
I do think like the guns are probably from like Call of Duty or something, but they're young. Like we're in.
It has to be from a video game.
Yeah, because like it's so popular, like shooter games.
What about the cars?
Cars are everywhere. I feel like they're just everywhere.
Yeah, I think I know some, not like specifics. I got a Corvette T-shirt.
Prius, Toyota, Hyundai. Oh shit, Ford. The Jeep. Is that a type of car? Or like...
Yeah, Jeep is...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah.
Whenever we play like King's Cup and we get to categories and we get to cars.
And everyone says cars once.
I'm like, okay, here we go. Okay, Jody, pull it out from somewhere. Like Mercedes, Lexus, BMW.
Lexus, yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, I just hope that somebody else... I will eventually like run out. I got like 5 on the top of my head.
But yeah, we should do motorcycles next time.
Will you lose. Got some?
Ducati.
Okay.
Ninja Kawasaki.
Go on.
Yamaha.
It's a piano.
Also, Yamaha makes motorcycles. Which really confuses me.
They make a lot of things.
Yamaha makes everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
All many eggs, many baskets.
Yamaha motorcycles, wow.
Just the 3? You got the 3?
Hey, that would be enough to make her like for
yes.
sure.
Three,
I don't have to drink. 3 rounds?
3 rounds, yeah.
Was that Sydney?
That sounded like Toad from Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Toads
or R2-D2.
R2. It was R2. Yeah, I heard that.
I was like, because
I also really enjoy, for some reason during Overwatch streams, Sydney sounds like Finn from Adventure Time when she screams.
What does Finn from Adventure Time sound like?
He does
like?
This like...
He has a specific scream. You can look
I'll up, have to listen to it.
Finn's like scream compilations on YouTube.
It's very specific.
All right, I'll look that up later.
Yeah.
I know Lud's bike. It's a Triumph.
What is it?
A Triumph.
Triumph?
Yeah. Oh. And I got the BMW S1000.
Damn, what?
That's all I got. You named my third one. Or my third and fourth were Ducati Monster and Ninja Kawasaki.
Ninja Kawasaki is the one I know. The Yamaha MT-07.
These are all bikes that friends have.
Michael has that one. You know, they're going on like this bike trip in Japan.
Yeah. When is that? When do they leave for that?
I think it's May. They're going on a little motorcycle adventure.
Oh my gosh.
For 2 weeks, they're going to bike across Japan.
His dream. I remember Michael talking about that actually like 2-3 years ago.
I think it's really cute. They're going to have a great time.
So exciting.
So are they going to go from like literally north to south, like tip to tip?
I have no idea, but it sounds fun. Like if I rode a motorcycle, amazing. I would love to do that.
That sounds like a core memory for you. Like just...
I would learn how to ride a motorcycle just to go
just
on that.
Just to do that. I almost want to learn how to ride a motorcycle so I can follow them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys think I can learn how to ride a motorcycle?
Yeah. I mean, Jason and Michael taught me how to do like, start it up, go forward and turn.
I don't know, Lily. You know how to drive?
I know enough.
You're rather clumsy.
Yeah, maybe start with that.
I am. But maybe this is like, it's like life or death. So
I didn't think that people like could be clumsy. I like genuinely just didn't understand.
Yeah, when she prefaces it with that, you
know,
bad.
I didn't know anyone in my life. I just thought clumsy was like a thing that you saw in sitcoms. And then I met Lily Pichu.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my goodness. I don't know. I'm just like surprised you have toes still, like with how much you stumble over them or like hit something.
Now I'm like really careful going downstairs.
That's good.
It's scary. Like Michael holds the back of my t-shirt when I'm like going down the stairs in front of him because he's legitimately scared I will fall down and die.
Yeah, I also am legitimately scared for you.
I feel like that's how I'm going to go one day. Like I'm just going to be like, oops, I tripped and I hit my head.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure it's a pretty high percentage on like elderly people.
Yeah,
that's how they die because you fall and then you have an injury that you cannot recover from. So you're probably not far off.
I
would say maybe you can steer clear of riding motorcycles. You can just ride on Michael's. He can drive you.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, but it'd be cool, you know.
Yeah, but think about how cool it is to be a passenger princess. That's sick.
Yeah.
And you are alive.
That's
pretty cool.
I like the alive part.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
I like the alive part.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Ninja Kawasaki, can you imagine?
You ride on the back, huh? It's kind of fun.
It's fucking fire.
Yeah. You feel that wind in your hair? It's kind of crazy, right?
It's a cool thing, but it's so dangerous. So cool, but so dangerous. And they wear all these things to like protect them. But it feels like one wrong accident and it doesn't matter. It's scary. Anyway.
I feel like one day I'm going to have a crazy spill down the stairs. Once a week? Well, because I like run.
You have to be careful, man.
I go from like bedroom, like if I need to fill up water, bedroom to kitchen, I'm running. I'm running down the hallway, down the stairs, in the kitchen, and back. Sometimes when I'm coming down those stairs, there's a moment where like the foot kind of almost doesn't catch and I like slip through and I catch myself on the next step. And that happens kind of frequently to me. So if I'm not sharp anymore, I'm gone.
I like to categorize my life as like pre-EDC and post-EDC. Pre-EDC, I was a flighty girl. I was going down the stairs like you. I didn't care, right? EDC happened, and you know those stairs when you're going down to the bleacher area, mm-hmm. right? And I wasn't watching.
Oh, like you literally, you're entering.
Yeah.
The first stairs.
Yeah, the first set of stairs, like into the EDC place. I stepped wrong on a stair and twisted my ankle. I still remember it. It hurt so fucking bad. I thought I like sprained. It was like broken. It hurt so bad. And ever since then, going down the stairs has not been the same. I did it one more time, by the way. Like, I wasn't paying attention and I went down the stairs wrong, twisted my ankle. Like, same ankle. Was it the same ankle or different? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's the same ankle. So now I'm like deadly afraid. Mm. Like, I hold on to the rails. I'm very careful. Sometimes I even like, you know, when you like, when you go down the stairs, it's like left, right, left, right. Sometimes it's like left, then the right goes on the stair that the left is at. Just to be safe, you know? But yeah, my life changed after that day.
I'm having a vision of you when you're older and you have that thing that you lock to the stairs and it sends you up. You sit in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's your motorcycle.
Yeah.
But like, people also like die slipping in showers, mm-hmm. right? So that scares me too. Like, I want to buy one of those anti-slip.
Yeah.
The friction thing, because
I'm going to eat my words and slip in a shower, but
you are going to eat your words and slip in a shower.
I feel so stable in a shower. I don't.
Everyone, you know.
It's just a matter of like, it could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could happen.
Yeah, but anything could happen, yeah. Technically.
I even thought that today because I got water in my ear and I start doing the thing where you hop in the shower and I'm like, I hopped once and I was like, okay, I don't feel like I'm going to slip, but there is a chance. And this is a terrible place to slip. So I stopped. Because you just never know.
You just never know. Just be safe, you know? Yeah. There was one time I like choked on nothing. Like, I think I swallowed.
Let's put Lily in a giant bubble.
I swallowed my like saliva and air. Like, something went wrong. And I just started like coughing uncontrollably. I'm like, man, like anything like at this point, right?
Anything's out to get you. Right? Air, water.
Dude, there was one time I was eating like carby. And you know how it can be a little stringy? The string got stuck in my throat and I couldn't breathe. And I started like, I can't breathe, to my friends. And they're like, so I had to reach down and took it out. And the server, because I was like coughing, right? And then I was like, you know, and the servers were like looking at me like, what do we do? I reached out, pulled it out. And then I'm like, oh my God, I like, that was scary. I thought I was going to die there. And then after that, it was really cute because they came over after that and they had scissors and they cut up my meat into tiny little pieces for me because they were scared that I would die in the restaurant.
Like a baby.
It's a baby, bro.
It's a bib and everything.
So choking scares me too. Because like, if you're not careful, like, I don't know, your esophagus is so tiny and stuff. Man, everything can kill you.
At what point do we say it's a skill issue?
I think it's an existence issue. Mm. I think I just got nerfed. And it is what it is. I don't know how to fix that. How do you fix choking on nothing? Like, how do you fix?
Like, yeah, that's just facial, you were
like,
nerfed.
I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah.
Like, I try to be careful, but if I'm careful about one thing, I'm not careful about 8 other things, mm-hmm. I'm not paying attention to.
It's because you're so good at other things, you know?
Thank you.
Like, you can play piano, yeah, sing, you're good
almost
at art.
Almost died going down the stairs, but I can play piano.
Hey, and that's...
I like that.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
They had to nerf you in some way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
Like, Broden's not good at anything, which is why he's fine running up and down the stairs. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Whoa. Yeah. Broden's tall.
That's all I've got.
But he can stand upright in a shower.
You're very stable.
I got two things.
You're tall and you can stand in the shower. Wow. There's this one thing I read. Oh, sorry. I'm just thinking about like weird ways to die now. Where it was like the story where this girl's like, what's a girl? I don't know, whatever. Some person was allergic to peanut butter, but their SO had a peanut butter sandwich, and then they kissed, and they got an
anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. That's scary, too.
That's terrifying. Yeah. I actually do. I am scared of going into anaphylactic shock. I've thought about that. I was like, I feel like I, of all people, should have an EpiPen.
Do you have allergies?
In general, yeah.
Like, do you know like, exactly?
No. See, I don't know what it is. I think I'm allergic to my cats. I have rather like many, many rashes, but they're generally near my lymph nodes. That's sometimes fun. I have a bump in my armpit lymph node. I got issues. So
I
think I should have an EpiPen.
You should take allergy, like go get an allergy test.
Yeah, see, I did. I got my blood drawn and did like food allergies. Nothing came back.
Eh. At least I'm glad I'm not allergic to food because it sounds really inconvenient. But I am allergic to like other stuff.
I knew a pair of roommates who they like to like joke around and kind of like roughhouse. Like they had that relationship. But one of them was allergic to peanuts or peanut butter. And one day we came over to their house. There's like four or five guys that live there. But one of them, we walked down the hallway or past the hallway and we see one of them like with his hand putting peanut butter on the guy's door handle.
Awesome.
And we're like,
that's fucked.
Hey,
that's
like,
a bad idea.
What are you doing? He goes like, he didn't pay rent, so I'm going to do this. So
he didn't pay rent, so I'm going to kill him.
So he can't get in his room until he pays us, and then I'll clean it off. And we're like, oh, that's kind of...
But what happened?
That could be dangerous. The guy came home and he goes, it's really funny, man. So like, can you clean that off? Wow. I can't pay. My computer's in there. It's like...
I woke up once, had a dream that my throat was closing up, and I actually woke up like, because I was like panicking, right? And I woke up with swollen fingertips. Whoa. And like swollen wrists, because I was having an allergic reaction, and that scared the shit out of me.
Do you know to what, or?
I don't know.
Wait, that happens to me. I'll be sitting in bed, nothing's changed. All of a sudden, my throat kind of feels like, and my throat's all scratching. So I'm like, damn, like, I wonder what that is. Hope it goes away.
Should get allergy tests. I heard they change every 7 years. I'm not sure how true that is, though.
Well, I hope I'm coming up on my 7 and then eventually it'll just go away.
I heard people developing allergies like later in life. And I don't like that.
For sure true. Like both my parents suffer severely from allergies now. My mom eats egg, hives everywhere. My dad has one almond, hives everywhere. He's itchy. Eats lamb, itchy hives.
When did their mutant gene activate? When were they not allowed to eat these?
I would say my mom recently found out, but had like maybe, I would say like in the last 5 years for both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got time.
Well, I don't know if I have time, but I'm hoping I got that figured out under wraps rather soon.
Nice. We covered allergies, falling in the shower, going down the stairs.
Yeah.
Motorcycles.
I think we hit it all. Speaking of wraps, you sang us an intro song. Can you sing us an outro song to wrap things up?
I think you should keep to one jingle because people won't remember two jingles. They remember one jingle associated with the podcast.
Cool. Maybe just for this episode, we'll get an outro though. That'd be fun.
I don't know how to, I can't.
Yeah. I thought she like was really artistic and like super talented, but I guess she's just clumsy. And not that talented.
She had like three, maybe four things. Yeah.
Now it's just dwindling down, right? Yeah, I understand. Wait, what time is it?
10:47 p.m.
I thought this was 11:30.
What?
Like how long it goes still?
Yeah, you were asking me for an outro.
That's perfect because we do have a Patreon segment.
Oh, that's what it is. But there's like, I just assumed there's so much like awkward silences. We're gonna, you know, like, not my fault, by the way. They're the host, so.
We've got at least an hour.
I have this nasty boil on my lip. It won't go away.
It's boil.
Like, you want to see it?
Yeah. I do.
Don't show I'm not going to show the camera though.
Oh, it's like a canker sore.
It's not. Because canker, I know what canker sores feel like.
Oh, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't
hurt. In the same way.
No, it doesn't hurt at all, actually. It's like, it's just been there for like a month.
Did you bite it? Like on accident? Is that what it started from?
No. Just randomly. Blah, it's not going to go away.
We all got issues. Something's wrong with us.
What's wrong with you right now? One thing.
My gut microbiome only has three of the important bacteria in it. And how many? The other three are just completely missing.
So what does that mean? Like you can't
That generally, like, I probably, like, I'm not really healthy. Like, if, like, my acne, for example. Yeah, yeah. So I gotta take some probiotics.
Probiotics?
Of the six, there's three that are just...
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Do you just...
I have an overgrowth in yeast, which is generally super common, but mm-hmm. probably takes up the real estate of the...
You know, oh, like
the yeah.
You just have a lot of yeast.
Yeah, I just have a lot of yeast. Mm. So.
Okay. No.
That's what's up with me.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me is I'm thinking of how to bridge the seam of when you made a cut point to now here. And
you just hard cut. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. That's honestly what I was thinking.
I think it's really funny. So what's wrong with you?
Oh, we're cutting to this? We're cutting to this.
We've been talking a lot about, you know, deaths and stuff. It's just got to thinking, you know, everyone has like a shitty thing about them. What's your shitty thing? Did you like that segue? I'm sorry.
That was pretty good. I think that was pretty good.
Lily, that was goddamn beautiful.
Thanks, Broden.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Like, name one thing wrong with you right now.
Wait, I can name what's wrong with Broden.
Okay, he's too tall. Just
well, I do. Well, he will probably die a little earlier.
I hate that. Like, I try.
But it can't be like that much earlier. Like, you're fine. He has a thing under his eye that's been there for, well, literally a year.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot about it? Man, it's become an entirely different entity.
Well, I've had it for like a year now, I think.
Yeah.
It gets bigger and smaller. I've learned, if anyone would like to know, this is called a chalazion.
A chalazia?
Yes. Actually, this is a great PSA.
It sounds like
PSA.
A mystical being.
Yeah.
Chalazion, yeah.
Chalazion?
Sounds like something chalazia. I find in the lake.
Wait, that's a bug.
Oh, a chalazion is a bug, but a chalazion is what I have on my eye.
Chalazion.
Chalazion, yes.
How do you spell it?
What a pretty name.
This is a PSA to get good doctors. Oh. Because I went to a doctor to see this. Because everyone, I had this thing, and then everyone was saying, like, it's a... What's it called?
Sty, maybe?
Yeah, it's a sty. And they were like, yeah, it's a sty. It'll go away. I'm like, okay. Didn't go away for like a month. Didn't go away for like 6 weeks. I'm like, I'm going to go see a doctor. I go see a doctor and he goes, yeah, it's a sty. I go, no, it's, I don't think it is. He goes, okay, I'll send you to a eye doctor because I don't know what it is then. I'm like, okay, can I have the contact? And he goes, no, I'll mail it to you. I can't give it to you. I go, okay. So I leave, I go home, never get anything. Call the office, they're like, no, we sent it. We can't say it to you. We mailed it to you. So I've now decided to just switch to a different doctor because I have friends who are like, go to this guy, he's great.
Mm. Yeah, you should really get that checked out, man.
Yeah, well, I learned on my own what it was.
So what is a chalazion?
So a chalazion is like, okay, the sty... A sty is something that like forms on the outer membrane of the eye and it's like irritated. A chalazion is something once you're like 28 and on, you might get it. And it's on the inner membrane of the eye and it doesn't hurt at all. But it's like, I think it's similar to a sty in that something is like blocked, or like a pore is blocked. And so it's on the inside though, so it can't release. And what you're supposed to do is like in the first month or two of having it, like hot compresses for like every day, every like 3 hours. And you kind of have to like forcefully push it to release it.
What the heck?
If you don't do that, it can harden and then you need to have it surgically removed or steroided.
Oh.
So that's what I probably have to get now.
Oh. I always wondered what it was because I have seen that for a very long time.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a needle close to your eye.
Yeah.
But maybe it can be like part of your persona now.
I'm kind of more down for the needle than the cutting because the needle is less invasive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I went to Sid and was like, can you cut it open?
Maybe we can call it Collie.
Yeah. Collie.
Collie's cute. Collie.
How's little Collie doing, eh?
I like Lazian more. I like the end of it more.
Lazian.
Lazian, you look so cute today.
Rather red. Are you irritated?
Yeah.
Now I have a story.
Now you have a story?
Like the story behind it.
Oh yeah.
Now I know what it is.
Yeah.
Do you have any abnormally like something on your body that's just been there and you're just like, oh, it just is what it is?
My boil now, I guess.
Mm. Oh, my, it's become one with you.
It's been there way too long. I'm like go away. It's not going. I don't know what to do. I use mouthwash, vitamin C.
Hydrogen peroxide?
No. Wait.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Amy, is that a mouthwash?
No, it's just a antibacterial type.
It's like a bathroom cleaner.
Mm. You can use it for like period blood stains, mouth sores, anything like that.
Wow.
Okay. I have some if you'd like to borrow.
Well, I will try.
Yeah.
I have a cyst in my jaw. It's been there for years. Yeah. I don't know. There's just a little bump that I feel here, and it's like a little packet of cyst. Wow. And it kind of moves left and right.
You got one of these, but in your jaw.
It's a little bigger, and bigger but flatter.
Hmm.
Wider, but like, yeah. Got one of those.
Do you have a name for it?
No. We should name it.
Cynthia.
Cynthia. She feels like a boy.
Boy, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sith Lord.
Okay. Do you hate him? Does he create hate in you?
No. It was the first name I came up with. He doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that.
He exists.
Hold on, I'm listening.
He's communicating. Can you be his voice?
He doesn't like that.
Ask him what the lottery numbers are.
3, 7, 17, 4, 48, 5.
The Powerball?
No, I don't know how many that was. I don't know. He says, I don't know. I'm not alive. I can't buy a lottery ticket, he said.
The Powerball was like 1 point something billion, and someone in New Jersey won it.
Could have been you, Lily. Could have been you.
Imagine.
You won the lottery already with your friends and your life and your work and your boyfriend.
Yeah, we're not enough for you.
And that was Jody and Broden.
I think that is a good place to stop. You can watch more of us on our Patreon in the bonus episode.
So curious how this is going to be edited.
But until then, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Thank you for watching.
Bye.